He's just been definitely that guy. You talking about selfless service. He taught me all about what selfless service is all about in Narcotics Anonymous. And he said without it, just can't recover. He's also been carrying me on his journey, and it's like from the beginning to the end. And you know what? Coming up on 3 years, you know, I'm so glad God put him in my life, you know, and I know the journey ain't over. And with nothing further, I give you Phil M. from Saturday Night Candlelight.
Woo-hoo. Morning, Phil.
Good morning. I'm Phil. I'm an addict.
Hey, Phil.
Good morning, everybody. I don't know where I'm going to go with this, but God, in my understanding, would probably be the most favorite thing for me to talk about. You know, and when John called me, there was a group of us at the pizza shop. We go every Tuesday after one of the meetings in the Pittsburgh area. A whole gang of us go to this pizza shop on the south side. Matter of fact, he called me on my cell phone and asked me to speak. And he gave me the topic. I said, okay, so that's cool. I'm like, whatever. And I thought about it. I said, what's this? And he gave me the time. And I'm like, 7:45. I said, there's nobody up at that time. You know? And that's okay, too. I said, because, you know, my morning usually starts with my 11th step anyway. And, if it's just me and my understandings here, that's enough. That's all I need. But this is nice. There's a few bodies that's here. This is nice to see everybody out this morning. And what a beautiful morning. It's not raining. You know, we got a piece of a fire. This guy, he's making a lot of smoke there. But that's all right, too, because he's working on something, you know. He's trying to help the situation out. You know, if nothing else will keep some of the bugs away this morning. Daryl, thanks for the introduction too. I thought that was real nice, and I always want to remember that sponsorship's still a two-way street, and it's still that therapeutic value of one addict helping another. The whole retreat this weekend has just been so awesome. I met so many people here, and people that who's been here, and I just thought all the speakers were just wonderful, and I've just had like a happy, joyous, serene, relaxed time the whole weekend, you know. Until I'm ready to speak, and I got all the smoke in my face. But that's okay. That's okay. That ended in serenity. I guess it got to stop somewhere. Everything must come to an end. My God, my understanding, got a wonderful sense of humor. And topic I'm speaking on is God, God of my understanding. And I'm glad it's mine. And I have my own understanding of it, you know, and that's the way it should be for every individual member here, you know, according to our literature, according to our traditions and steps and things. It's up to the individual to develop their own understanding of their own higher power. You know, it's not the sponsor, it's not the home group, it's not the fellowship, it's that individual has that right too. And anything other than that violates our traditions. So everybody gets their own, you know. And everybody, you know, does their own thing with that. But for me, I guess I can look in the second step is to where it starts, you know, coming to believe. And then, just like it says in It Works How and Why, not to brush over that step with a minimal concern, because the rest of the program will not work for you. So So from, I guess, from the giddy up, you know, just staying clean is just not enough. But I guess from the beginning, if you call yourself being in recovery and doing this program, that's something I guess you're going to need, because, hey, like it says, the rest of it will not work for you. I didn't write that in there. It's in there. You know, just like that spaghetti sauce, it's in there. You know, it's awesome. For me, there was evidence that there was a higher power working in my life that carried me here, and I don't even question that. You know why I'm not dead with the lifestyle. You know, using the drugs, the lifestyle, the whatever, is, I know there was a God carrying me to here. And I do know that my God, my understanding, wants me here. I know that. You know, it talks about traits of a higher power, you know, as long as you get one that's loving and caring, and, you know, and all that's cool. And I do believe that, you know. You know, with that 12 step, you know, having have the spiritual waking as a result of these steps, you know, we tried to carry that message back. You know, for me, I really didn't have to get on that step to understand that, because my spirit was like waking up early in my recovery. You know, I was like coming back to life. I was like not looking like that Night of the Living Dead, you know, thing, walking around, and my spirit started waking up and making eye contact with people and getting healthy again, you know, gaining weight and whatever, and people could see things happening in me. And I could see things just being clean that was happening to me that was waking up my spirit. You know, so-and-so's like dying out here, so-and-so's going to jail, so-and-so's whatever. You know, if I was running with so-and-so and so-and-so, I'd be in the box or in jail or wherever, too. I'm here. You know, so I could clearly see things. You know, I always believe that meeting makers make it, and I don't ever want to say there's a bad meeting in Narcotics Anonymous. I don't ever want them words to come out of my mouth, ever, because I know for me, if I'm at a meeting and I'm standing in a meeting and I got a breath in me in a meeting, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right, and that's enough for me to know. That's that. Wisdom's no difference. That's cool enough for me, and that's about as simple as maybe I can keep it someday. You know, and then my day always starts off with 11th step, and I always say this, that the 11th step is my favorite step. You know, and you know, we start through prayer and the meditation, you know, to improve our conscious contact with the God of my understanding. But see, the hit for that for me is that praying for the power of His will and the things to carry that out there. You know, see, I just don't think that my day is just going to just stop and start with just a prayer and meditation. There's things that I got to do when I come out in the day. And what's the will and the power for me? You know, for me, it's probably all the spiritual principles that I know in Narcotics Anonymous and me practicing to the best of my ability. My higher power's will for me, you know, it says in our step working guide, could one of them be staying clean? That's cool enough for me, you know. Maybe helping somebody, you know, an encouraging word, whatever, you know, helping that new person, the old timer, just being there, listening here, or whatever is a spiritual principle that I'm trying to practice. I think that could be God's will for me just for today, you know. And then I want to do something in the day with it, you know, just not do the prayer meditation, just see what I want to get, you know. There's things I believe this, my higher power wants me to do. You know, I heard one of the speakers say it's that, you know, and it has to be that with the higher power too. You know, in and out, in and out, in and out. For me, you know, I got to jump in the juice, you know, and my day starts out jumping in the juice, you know. And for me, it's just like leaving out of the house without brushing your teeth and taking a bath and putting deodorant on and things like that if I ain't in the juice. And I don't try to go nowhere like that today. I just know better. I just know better. And I don't like to start my day like that. I like to do my little prayer meditation, conscious contact thing, and whatever. And my sponsor family, people don't know anything about me. That's how my day starts. You know, just like that insurance commercial. Don't leave home without it. You know, but that's me, and that's how I do it. You know, and it's a cool way to do it, and it keeps me, like, I guess, like in checks balance or whatever. I just gotta like try like somehow be in that juice. Like a 10-step, you know, and as early as this is, believe it or not, I can reflect back in my morning already, you know. Last night, I put the flashlight up by me because we're in a cab and I don't wake anybody up, so I put the flashlight in there by me, and set the alarm clock. This is the first time setting the alarm clock. And the alarm clock's on the other side of the room. And the thing went off. It's like a little thing real loud. Yeah, the thing went off. And I'm like feeling for the flashlight. I'm like, I get out the bed, I'm like feeling for the flashlight. And the thing's like going off and off in there. One of my spawns, he's coming to move the flashlight, you know. So somebody else. I'm on my hands and knees like, where is this thing? moved the flashlight, and somebody else right beside the thing just got up and shut the thing off. But like I said, you know, that reflecting back on that, I can do that down there doing some like stretches and things down in the shower room. Another recovering addict comes in there. Oh, good morning. I said, I didn't mean to scare you, this and that, the other thing. I'm like, whatever. I says, oh, you're up late, you know. Because I know this person, he's up like real early in the morning. If I beat him up early in the morning, I know I done something, you know. Oh, he must have slept in, or he must have had a good night last night or whatever with the retreat. But I done beat him in, you know. And then you know, I just like did my thing, you know, little exercise and things this morning, and I got to see some people are up trying to get coffee and this and that and whatever, and there's always a point in the day where I do reflect back, and I think my higher power wants me to do that, and I can do that anytime, and I don't even think I was even going to do that this morning, reflect back on like part of the day. Hey, lo and behold, I can. And it's a cool thing too, in that 10-step, you know, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And I don't believe in the sun going down on my day with bad things in me and resentments in me and hurting people and that kind of stuff. And I think that's like a cool thing that could be with me and my higher power too. You know, I want them things in me, you know, and I don't want to be like that today and have those things in me, you know. I don't know, this program is so awesome. you know, before, I guess before I go on that, a nice step, you know, I did a tradition up here with one of my sponsees yesterday, and I thought that was like the coolest thing. I'll just take part of the retreat on and do a tradition, and it was his first tradition, and, you know, there was like different things I was like trying to highlight in there for him with that tradition, because steps and traditions are just as important to me, you know. Internal force that could destroy us, keeping our fellowship alive and free. And I think that's something that my higher power wants for all of us, for all of us. You know, it's not about me, for like all of us, you know. And I guess what's sticking out for me in that first tradition is, you know, it does say that we should treat each other with kindness and respect and comfort. Ain't that heavy? I just think we all did this. Especially went through an area of service and did this. I'd react, you know? But you know what the cool thing? That's what the program says, you know? That's what our program says we should do. You know, what we do is what we do, you know? I think those are things that our higher power would want us to do. You know, I think it's a cool thing, you know, and I can understand that. Things would go so much better if we could all do that, but we all don't do that. But something for us to work on. You know, the whole program to me is the God of my understanding, because there's so many things that's in the steps that that I do understand, that I do think my higher power wants for me, wants for all of us, to do, because it just makes life so much better, you know. Making those amends to the folks and that ninth step, that's something I know for me. My higher power can set the stage for that. You know, sometimes I say, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if this will ever happen, if I'm ever going to see this person and that person. I think, you know, for me, I found out as my recovery has gone along with making amends, whether or not I want to make them or not, my higher power got this way of, oh, you're going to make them for me, you know, and that's how I think my higher power can work. You know, some things I do know take courage to do, a whole lot of courage to do, but my higher power still got that, like, you know, whether you want it or not, you're going to do it. You know, I look like it, an A step, you know, of listing things and putting people on a list of who we've harmed and done this to and that too, and I guess it's like part of that healing process too, with my higher power, and that's a cool thing to do in recovery, you know, and it's part of that healing process, and it's part of that getting in the juice or that whatever with a higher power. You know, this stuff is cool. To me, this stuff is just so cool to do. And it's really cool to do with a God of my understanding, too. I don't got to do it by myself, and I know that, you know. You know, I can do it with a sponsor and meetings and whatever, but the higher power thing, that the spiritual part of it is, I just think it's so cool. You know, it's not a material program; it's a spiritual program, and it just got so many cool things in it. You know, it talks about I don't know about for you all, but it talks about priceless gifts. And you know, for me, I want it all. I want everything I get my hands on. You know, maybe that's that addict in me. You know, I want priceless gifts. Hey, money can't touch it. You know, who doesn't want that? I do, you know. It also talks about, in our literature too, about having a spiritual wealth. You know. Be nice if I hit the lottery, but you know, spiritual wealth, I think I want all that too. You know, I trying to get my hands on everything I can get in here. And I want it all. And if my iPod wants me to have it all, he'll give me it all. You know, and I think that's cool. You know, I'm here for something. You know, I don't come here for nothing. You know, because if it was a nothing program, I don't think I'd stay here. I want all I can get. And the cool thing is it can come from my higher power. And I do want to believe like that. All things are possible through mine. All things. I don't even question it. You know, I don't even question it. I don't know what my higher power could do for me. You know, but I do know it works for me. You know, and God could be loving for me. And I want to believe that. I have the right to believe that. You know, I guess another cool thing too is that seventh step, you know, remove those shortcomings, you know, and that's cool, and that's like a change in my life. And I know that's something my higher power wants for me, because my higher power has had it for me. You know, patience and tolerance with me. You know, I can look at myself being that idiot out there when I was out there, and all the things I've done to the family and friends and society and whatever. And there was a lot of patience with me to get me in here, you know. And I'm sure my higher power is like persevered me, you know, to get me in here. And I want to believe like that, you know. Patience and tolerance is a wonderful spiritual principle to practice, and especially when you're tied in with a higher power. Perseverance is another one to practice too. You know, long suffering. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but when I was out there, I suffered a long, long time out there. You know, and then even coming in here trying to get clean, I was suffering too. And I don't know about anybody else, but I had that continual stinking thinking for a long time. You know, that monkey was on me for like a long time. And my early recovery was not easy. You know, I mean, I go to the meetings now and I'd feel good. I'd talk to recovering addicts. I'd talk to my sponsor. I was like, feel good. But, you know, like the rest of the day, when you ain't around nobody, you know, and all that craziness, people remember all that craziness going off in your head, you know. For me, that was hell, living like that. For me, it was. You know, I don't know what anybody else had, but I know that's what I had, and that was hell for me. You know, you're sitting up in church, you know, stinking thinking. You're walking down the street, stinking thinking, you know, and the least little thing would happen to me. You hear a song, you see somebody, and then I was so far out to lunch too. You know, it's funny. I'm hearing all these old people in Pittsburgh with all these little nicknames and things they have for me that I didn't know, and they're telling me about now. What did somebody say? I was the problem child. What else? He was so scary, and he was out to lunch, and we had to do this and that. But they're better with me today. But I guess coming in here, I know I was a mess. I know I was a mess, and this program and especially the God of my understanding has brought me a mighty long way. You know, and that's sixth step, that with those to remove all those character defects, you know. And I know I was a character, and I think we've all been a bunch of characters, in that play that we were all in, you know, on that set that we were all in. But for me, I have to say this for me, till I really did like a fourth or fifth step, I really could not see my character defects in me. I thought I had maybe one or two things to work on. I really thought that until I did that fourth and fifth step, then I could really see, you know. In that fifth step, after sharing that fourth step, you know, it was like this euphoria that I had got like trapped in. And you know, and it talks about in our literature, in that third step, you know, we were trapped in that euphoria, then we saw the ugly side of addiction. You know where it's at in there reading it? Well, see, with that euphoria I was in that fifth step, and this was the hit for me because I was floating. I don't know about anybody else. When I did a fifth step, I remember I was floating, and it was every step I took, I was light as a feather. And this was me, and I had one of these real good feelings about myself, you know. And that's what euphoria is too. It's that pride and joy and that feeling good about ourselves. See, and you know, we can do a hit of something, and, you know, that feel good, you know, this is how a man should feel, and you know, I want to feel like this, you know what that's all about. But it was the same thing with that step too. But only the thing about it lasted for a long time, a while. And then once again, it wore off. You know, just like anything else, it wore off. And then I could see my ugly side. And I didn't like seeing it. And up until that point, I could see everybody else's. I could not see mine. To remove all those character defects, yeah, remove them all. It doesn't say some or the ones you want. Or hold on to which ones you think you should hold. It says all of them. And what I have learned for me about a character defect, none of them's good for me. You know, a defect is something that's bad about us. It's nothing that's good about us, and it needs corrected. You know, because it would say that. To remove the ones that you think should be removed, or remove the ones that you don't think are so bad, or remove the ones that you think that it says all of them, and I know why now. Just for today, I got a better understanding of that, because they're no good for me. They're no good for me, and sooner or later I will get trapped up on them. And it talks about that in our sixth step too. It talks about that too. Acting out on character defects could result in a spiritual consequence. So to me, that tells me if it's a character defect, it's something bad for me and I don't need it. And if I'm acting out on it, I'm going to pay a price for something somewhere along the line. And I think I might get away with all of you. I could fool all of you, but I think my higher power got a better sense of humor. You ain't going to fool me with it. It ain't going to happen. You know, I don't know. And that's how I look at that on that, a sixth step. You know, getting to those exact natures and things in a fist up, sharing that forth with a sponsor, things like that. Like I had shared earlier, that was probably the true hit for recovery and a cool thing for my higher power, and my higher power wanted my spirit free. I believe that, and that was just the only way I could really free it, get myself free. And I can get to the exact natures of things today. Anything that's bothering me, I can go to my any little thing, anything that's in me that's cockeyed, screwballed, or like whatever. I can get to it. Let's sit down and talk about it. And no matter who, I don't want stuff in me. And just for a day, I don't. It changed my whole recovery. And along with writing different things in that four step, it just changed my whole perspective of things. And I still say this. This isn't a three step program. It says that in our literature and things like that. You don't start to get into me true recovery till you're into like a fourth or a fifth step. For me, staying clean just wasn't enough. Coming in terms with a higher power was cool, but it just wasn't enough inside of me. I was like trapped and caught and whatever. I have a better perspective on my life and other people's lives too through that step. I may judge somebody, but it's nothing that's harsh and down deep, and evil and deceitful or like whatever. I can't do that today with people. I my spirit won't let me do that today. But up until I've done that step, prior to doing that step, I judged everybody harshly and looked at everybody harshly and down deep. And I can't do that today. And I don't want to do that today. I got enough of my own crazy stuff to be still looking at other than somebody else's, I don't want that on me today, And my higher power, I know, doesn't want me to be doing that today. And that ain't cool with my higher power. Mine, it ain't cool from the jump, that third step too is the best decision I've ever made. Third step, my 11th step, they can go hand in hand. It talks about turning our will and our lives over to a destructive force over and over again. I remember doing that in our active addiction. Over and over again, that destructive force. And in here, I like the forces that's in here. It can be all of you, especially my higher power. I like all these forces in here. Sponsorship. And it's like the best decision I've ever made. I know that. And it even tells us that. It's our works how and why. This will probably be the best decision you've ever made. And I do it every day. Like I said, my day just don't start without it. It don't start without it. Coming to believe... and a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. For me, I was believing long before I was surrendering in this program. Because for me, and I always share this, you know, when you have obsessions and compulsions on you and a whole lot of thinking on you, well, for me, this is just for me, I don't know how anybody can surrender, you know. And for me, you know, I was always planning on using again, some way, some shape, and form. As long as I had that stinking thinking on me, I was planning it. And I can remember being clean for months in my recovery, even going to Air Service, being a little GSR and whatever, and planning on using again, trying to figure out how I'm going to do this thing again and do it upright. You know, I don't know how anybody can surrender with something like that on them. I couldn't. You know, maybe somebody else could, but I can honestly say I couldn't until that obsession and compulsion left me. Then that was cool, because see, I didn't believe it was ever going to leave me. I thought I was going to be like stuck like this the rest of my life, and as much as I was trying to accept it, as much as I didn't want to return to active addiction, as much as I didn't want that life, as much as I persevered and hung on, I was still planning on getting it in. Again, somehow, some shape, some way, until that thing, like, lifted. And I can remember I woke up one morning and it was gone. You know? One morning I woke up and it was gone. And I can remember I was going to the new meeting, because I was on a second shift at the time, and I went to my afternoon home group down at the Sahara Club. It's called Nuts and Bulls. And I can remember I was just so happy, so relieved. And I can remember telling the homegrowners, and I said, you'll never guess what happened. I says, you know, that obsession for me to use, it's lifted. It's gone. It's gone. You know, and I can remember some woman in the home group, she walked in, and she goes, honey, you know what? She goes, if you've got nothing else out of this program, you know, you at least got that. Then I could start surrendering. Then, I don't know, I guess maybe that joy within started happening. And then some good sense started kicking in again, you know, like, you know, maybe you don't want to go back to that craziness again. Maybe I don't know. Then my first step stuff could come in. No, like I told you, my higher power brought me over here, but that surrender thing really wasn't there. I know it was reservations. I know I was diseased up. I just know that's just how my process was. You know, that first step, you know, there's another cool thing with my higher power, and I don't know. Don't leave too much room in there, you know, with that step, because you know, it's like you take that first one, you know, your recovery is really gone. You know, you're really back out there, you know. And for me, I just want more stuff to be in there, you know. I know if I don't take nothing, I got my recovery. I know if I take one, I'm back in there. And there's a zero and a one. I just wish there was like more stuff in there between zero and one. You know, I just want so much more to be in there. To see, you know. I want to see it. You know, zero and one, like, where's some more numbers, some more something in there. But that's reality. That's the reality of this thing. You know, there's no more numbers in between zero and one. You know, you're either in or you're out. Plain and simple. And guess what? I don't care how many years clean we got. The new person fresh in here, the in-betweeners to the oldest person in here, we're all just one away. I wish I was more. But reality, we're not. But I do know, and with the God of my understanding, that the one that's probably out there is could be the one that I know I might not need, because one is all it takes. You know, it's like that old song, one is the loneliest number. I don't know. That first step starts you off God, with the God of my understanding of those spiritual principles. And matter of fact, it got three of them that's in there that's indispensable, that's a must to keep your recovery, a must for you to do recovery. Honest, simple, modest, and willingness. Three indispensable ones. It's a must to recover. Hey, I didn't write that stuff. It's just in there, you know. And where it come from, addicts or like whatever. But it's all cool. And I do believe that my higher power does want this for all of us. And I can understand that today. And priceless gift, that this doesn't cost us anything. You know, if we want to do it, we can do it. Like I says, one and zero, that's what it all brings us back to. First step to, I know, and I share with my sponsees, that's the step we got to do perfectly. How do you work a perfect first step? You don't take that first one. You don't take that first one. And according to Narcotics Anonymous, that's about as perfect as you can do that. But you forget that step. You forget that first step. You're done. And we got 12 of them. But that's the one and the only one that can rescue us from wars of addiction, insanity, and things that deprive us of all kinds of bad, terrible things. This has been an awesome retreat. I know our program is designed with a higher power, and we all have our own higher power, and it's still up to every individual beliefs of their own higher power. And I don't name my higher power, and I got to go, I'm understanding, I got a higher power, just like Narcotics Anonymous says, I don't name no higher power, because I don't want to offend anybody. I don't do that, because all the things I've been reading in Narcotics Anonymous, it's not proper. And Narcotics Anonymous doesn't name any higher powers. It talks about God of understanding or higher power, but it doesn't name anything. Our fellowship does those kind of things. But Narcotics Anonymous doesn't. And Narcotics Anonymous has two prayers. It only has two prayers. A serenity prayer and a third step prayer. All other ones violate our tradition. It's in the book. Read it. I didn't put it there. I don't know. It's a wonderful program, and I know the God of my understanding wants us all here. And I don't know. You guys sit back and enjoy the rest of your retreat. That's all I got to say.